Well, it's good to be here tonight. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate the meeting. Appreciate all that singing. That's good singing. And just appreciate the Lord. He's the main thing. All right, have your Bibles tonight. Stand with us if you would, please, in reverence reading the Word of God. Turn to the book of Numbers, chapter number 13. Numbers, chapter number 13. Again, verse number 26, chapter number 13 in Numbers. It says, "And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land.
Bless them, Lord.
They told him and said, We came unto the land where thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once to possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight." Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity, this privilege to be able to stand one more time, Lord, in this pulpit, this side of eternity. God, we pray for deliverance. Pray for anointing, the sweet Holy Spirit. I pray tonight, God, that thou would just loose our tongue. Help us preach the Word of God tonight, Lord. It'll be pleasing unto you. I pray you just help the folks that sit here tonight, God, to have receptive hearts and attentive ears. Lord, they'll just give heed to the Word of God. Lord, they're taking leave in a different manner than what they come to the house of God tonight. I pray for your guidance. I pray there be one here tonight, Lord, lost, that you'll deal with their heart. There be those tonight that your Lord's out of fellowship, cold and different. God, we pray you'll stir them. Have your will in your way now. We'll praise you. You'll just honor your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Down in verse number 33, the men that brought back the evil report said, "And there we saw the giants, the son of Anak." Now, I want to preach tonight just for a little while on getting the giants out of your life. Getting the giants out of your life. Now, it don't take a great big something to be a giant. I've had things in my Christian life to be just something small, but boy, become a great giant. I mean, if you don't remove it, I'm kind of like old Barney Fife on Andy Mayberry, said, nip in the bud. A lot of times when things come, they begin to be a problem to them. We need to get rid of them. Well, the children of Israel here, God made them a promise. He said, "Now then," he said, "I brought you out of Egypt and out of bondage from other Pharaoh, and I brought you into a place. I'm going to give you a good land." He said, "I'm going to give you a land that there's going to be vineyards, and there's going to be houses, and there'll be wells that's been dug that you ain't had to dig. Them houses you ain't had to build, and them vineyards you ain't had to plant. And I'm going to give you that land." God made a promise unto them. But how many times do we upset the cart? Have God made promises unto you and I, but we let things come in our life that hinders the promises and the blessings of God. Amen. I mean, when giants come our way, we look at things and get circumstances. I want to tell you something. I've never had anything in my life but if God wasn't bigger than what it was. There's been a circumstance under the way. How that God wasn't bigger than my circumstance was. I'm going to tell you, you know what the problem is nowadays? How people that's got God, here's the aspect they got of God. How they think God is a big-headed man. Sitting up there in heaven, sitting in the I've gone to sleep, forgot about us down here. I'm a telling you, God's alive today. He's much alive. He's real today. He was the day he saved my life. He's not even much higher than you ever had. And the good part about it, God owns it all. He owns every circumstance in your life. Everything that comes your way, God permits it, or it wouldn't come your way. The children of Israel here, they had a great promise. God said, I'm going to give you a good land, a bad land for it. I went milk and honey. That's what they've done. They've come over there to Kadesh. And Moses said, hey, listen, we want you to go over there and spy out the land that God has promised us he's going to give us. I'm glad that God let Tom on the Isle of Patmos. I'll see a little bit what I'm going to enter into. Like it's out of this world. Johnson, I saw the new Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit. Coming down when God heavenly prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Ain't you glad we've got upon the scene? Moses, the Bible said in Hebrews 11, Moses was seeking a city whose builder and maker was God. And when Moses left out of his homeland of Paran, bless God, he never looked back. And oh, what giants they are. And we are just like grasshoppers in their sight. How many
found that Satan brought a job to our way.
That's right.
Yes, yes, sir. Put it in your life. Yeah. Hey, maybe just something small. Hey, what did Solomon say? He said, in Song of Solomon, he said, it's the little foxes that pull the rat. So if the little things get, you know what a rat does.
Yeah.
Rat, most time you have it over the door, scare you to death, go through it. He wants to cut him a hole by the side of his head and you go through it. That's what Satan does. He's like a rat.
Yes, sir.
He'll gnaw his way in. Next thing you know, it becomes a big thing in your life. You know what? If we just worry, pull our hair, get on anxiety medicine, take some of them downers to go to sleep in the world and get up with. Hey, what's wrong with God? God's the greatest helper I've ever seen. Then we can't trust him.
Lord
is my shepherd. Baptists can't get that next part of it. I shall not want.
Come on, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
We want some more.
Bless the Lord.
Right,
oh yeah, we just trust God with it.
Right.
We just trust God with it. Well, they come back with that evil report, and I mean it angered God. God said none of these men has come back with that evil report. Then I'll see that later. Only two's going to go.
Bless the Lord.
Over, according to what I've read, this ain't biblical, but what I've read, statistic, over 6 million died in the land of the wilderness. They were carcasses thrown all the way to the Red Sea, the Canaan land. From the age of 20 on, this that they died out of there. And God, the only thing lived was them young ones. Old Joshua and Caleb would have thought about this. When they come to divide the land out, they went in on our preacher, all this not taking all that. But when they come down, Moses died because he disobeyed God.
Yeah.
He done what God told him to speak to the rock and he smote it.
Yeah.
And God said, you can't go in. He sent him up on the mountain and said, look what went on. Said, you can see somebody said, well, did that make Moses go to hell? No, sir. You can find him in the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
You'll find him on
now,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, yes, sir. I'm going to tell you. Yes, sir. And but God, when they, he put Joshua to intercede for
him.
That's the way Joshua come down to Jordan to cross the wall. God parted the waters again. They let you know how that walled up city was.
Bless you.
Mother dear, old Caleb was just like, I look at Caleb like a baby rooster.
Yeah.
I think he was small and
yes,
hard.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Bless the Lord.
Him Peter made good matches.
That's right.
But here they was. They went in. They took the city. And how they got everything took and they began to divide the land out. Joshua called them all before him. Caleb said, wait a minute, Joshua. He said, you remember what God told me? What God Moses told me, old gunner, when we was going over to Kadesh?
Yeah.
He said, the land you go in and look at, I'm going to give it to you.
That's exactly
he said, oh, what God promised me. Hey, Jesus, I made you a promise. And you have to claim it.
That's right.
Hey, devil, God is saying, devil, give her back to me. It's mine tonight. God said it's mine.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Caleb said, I'm 40 years old.
Yeah.
But I don't know where I viewed that place. That was not strong. He was a warrior then.
That's right.
He said, I'm 4'5" now, maybe 85. And he said, I'm as strong as I was back then.
Praise the Lord.
Said, give me a mouth hit. Guess who dwelled in Mount Hebron?
Yes, sir.
Here's them Amalekites. Them giants of Manasseh. They were over and he said, it don't matter who the giants are.
Bless the Lord.
Read. He killed him out.
That's
right. By the one leg. He took what God said was
his. Yes, sir.
God didn't love him.
Come on, bless the Lord.
Come on.
Let me tell you some things tonight, real quickly, two or three. What giants does, they rob us.
Yeah.
What Jesus said, the thief comes for what? Nothing but to steal and destroy. I come that you might have life, you might have it more abundantly. Here's what the giants does in our lives. There are several things that become giants.
Yep.
You know what I find the biggest giant in my where the church I pastor today? It's sports.
Come on.
Now they just hold on with me. They come unplugged church and I get on this sports deal. Everybody thinks their kid's going to be an all-star.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Preach.
I was reading the sword of the Lord to see him before coming to church. professional baseball players. They all is 10 or 20 out of the 30 league, in the league. They're going to join up the LGBT and have a match. Mm-hmm. And they're going to let that bunch of queers come out on the field and pull the first ball.
Yeah.
Ain't that pitiful?
That's right.
You say, preacher, y'all going to preach to them like that? That's what Jesus did.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. They all sodomites.
That's right.
If you know what I'm talking about, here, go home and look it up the next day.
I'm not going to be that plain tonight. I could be.
I just call it the way I see it. Mm-hmm. But Christ come in her life. Hey, everything, if you ever noticed, used to when I was a boy in school, I played basketball. But we never played the game, and we played on a Friday. We left school about dinner. We played that ball game back at school that evening.
Right.
And, but now then, guess what? They play 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Hey, but I got a grandson play 3 or 4 games every Saturday.
Yeah.
He's in one of them special leagues. I reckon they think he's going to make a Michael Jordan, but he's too short. They think he's going to get scholarships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they let our church play ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got deacons and coaches. If there's a game going on, I don't care what's happening in church, they'll be in the game.
Yeah.
I'll just bust high. But guess what? They've got to high.
Yeah.
They'll sit there and they'll look at the floor. They'll put their head and I'll tell them, it ain't time to pray yet.
Come on, preacher.
You can't embarrass them.
Yeah, right.
When you put a ball game before God, there's a giant in your life.
Yeah.
Hello, preacher.
Amen.
Sir.
You put your job before God, there's a giant in your life.
Yeah.
Come on. Greed has set in. Greed's one, another one of the big giants.
Yes,
me and God, greedy. I've never seen a greedy bunch in my life.
That's
greed.
You're right.
They want more. They got a dollar to do, they want nothing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know people that said they volunteer for every night, every minute, overtime they get, and they don't realize that all they're doing is feeding up the sound.
That's it. That's all of them.
I know we got to work.
Sure.
Worked ever since I was old enough to walk around.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
But giants is killing us.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing us spiritually.
Yes, sir.
Dave, in a man out of God's own heart, I believe you mentioned this last night. In a time when kings would go to battle, you know where David ought to be in?
Right.
The kings, it said the kings went to battle.
Yeah.
Guess what David done? He stayed home. You know what gets us in trouble? It's that giant of battle
now. That's exactly right.
David had a lot of time on his hands, and he was at the king's house.
Yeah.
He decided to walk around and have nothing else to do, and that's the way people is nowadays. Idle time will eat you, and Bill Hearn can't handle idle time.
Uh-uh.
I guess me in more trouble than anything. Idle time, I've got to be a dozen. My wife said, you're the goingest I've ever seen in my life. I said, I don't need no idle time. But David was on the king's roof, and he looked over and seen a woman bathing herself.
Yeah.
And no doubt she was attracted to him. God made a woman attracted to a man.
Uh-huh.
And a man attracted to a woman.
Everybody.
Not a man to a man.
Right.
I've never seen a man I wanted to kiss. How about you?
Good preacher.
If David hadn't been attracted, there'd have been something wrong with
him.
And the bad thing of it was, of course, the devil set things up for him. He set the picture up.
Come on.
And I tell folks this, TV nowadays, me and mama's got 126 channels, and we got about 4 channels we watch.
Right.
I pay about $90 a month
to watch Gunsmoke
and Bonanza and Barney Pie.
Come on.
Let's go.
But I mean, years ago, they never even cursed. Ned Sullivan wouldn't show him, but from the waist up, he shimmy shook around and they called him bald. They didn't want to see it.
That's right.
But look nowadays, they naked jaybirds.
That's right.
They got one show on there, and of course, I've got all this bleeding body down. It's called something, naked and afraid.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I've seen that.
Garbage.
Yeah, it is.
We wonder what's wrong with our children. Why so many teenage girls come to pregnant?
Yeah.
They know more today than I know when I'm 25 years old.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Bless him more.
But David looked off and seen her. That wasn't the problem. David could turn around and say, God help what I, not me for what I see. No doubt he lusted.
Absolutely. Bless him more.
See, that's the three stages of sin.
That's exactly right.
That's conception.
Sir.
And there's going to be a birth at a while, old man.
That's right.
If you don't miscarry, there'll be a birth. Sin needs to be miscarried.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know what kind of abortion I agree with.
That's right, brother. Amen. Come on.
Let it breathe. When that sin gets birth, more than that thing.
Yes, sir.
Bless him, Lord. Mm-hmm.
But David's sword, he began to lust. So lust became a giant.
Yes, sir.
He began to gnaw at him. No doubt he closed. Do you ever notice this? You see something good, and you can't hardly remember and reflect on it at all.
Yeah.
But something evil like that, it gets photographed no problem. Oh, mm-hmm. You lay down, sit in, pull it up anytime. It's like an old computer. Just pull it up and sit anytime you want.
That's right, bro.
Come on. Bless the Lord. Yeah,
that's the devil's handiwork.
So it just kept gnawing him, David. He sent him, inquired who she was. They said, why, that's Uriah's wife. He's over here fighting in the battle with Joab. That's where David should have been.
That's right.
But he wasn't. That's the way a lot of church folks ought to be in revival this week, but they're not.
Yeah.
They ain't in here fighting. Paul said fight the good fight of faith. Old Jude said is to contend for the faith.
Yeah.
That means fight first.
That's exactly
what
right.
What David tell his brother, Eli, when he said, "You, I know the knowledge of your heart, you just come over and sit back." He said, is there not a call?
Paul,
there's a call tonight.
Right.
So David sent him part of and found out her husband was out of town.
Come on.
Come on.
And he said, had her brought to him, and he lay with her.
Yeah.
Come on. Bless the Lord.
You like just what the Bible
says.
And she conceived.
Yes.
Come and told David. David said, I'll do something about it. I'll bring her husband home. He'll go down there. She'll think it's his. He'll think it's his.
Right.
Guess what? God had different plans.
Yeah.
Every time
in
David's
life.
He said last time that David just well-planned that murder.
Yes, sir.
Come on. He instigated it.
Bless the Lord.
He ordered it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? Right, brother.
So when Uriah come, David, first thing David done, he gave him a mess of meat, sent him home before him.
Yeah.
Guess what? Uriah just laid down out there with the rest of them. Wouldn't go down there.
Yeah.
And the next time, David got him drunk. Drunk might do anything. Well, not that drunk man.
No, sir.
God had hold that drunk man.
That's exactly right.
I know I've been drunk. I've get up and wonder what I done the night before. But he did.
He wouldn't.
He got up and he said, hey, how can I go home? Joab and my brothers, that's going to go out in the tent.
Yes, sir.
And they're fighting the battle and me go down there and lie to my wife and say, no, I ain't going to do that. They said, all we have to do is send this hand kill.
Yes.
Yeah. So I sent a letter. His own death warrant. His hand pot. Sent it over to Joab and said, hey, put him out in front of his hog's pot of mountains and pull away from him.
Yeah.
Pull away from him. And they did. Guess what? They killed him. And not only they killed him, some others that were with him.
That's right.
That's
so when they come to tell David, they thought maybe he'd be mad because some of the other men's killed. They said, be sure to tell Uriah, Ben, and that maybe you won't kill as far. So David thought, boy, I've got her covered up now. That giant didn't quit, though. That giant was still around. God, I've been a wrong-bone Baptist preacher.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Nathan said, I want you to go over to the king's house. I got a message I want you to take to the king.
That's right.
I like to get up on the White House every now and then. Hey, I was at the White House to see Brother Whitaker last night.
Mm-hmm.
They probably hauled him off the street, Gabby.
Bless the Lord.
I got a message I want you to take to King David.
Bless the Lord.
When he got over, he said, David, he said, there are two men in one city. One had all the manners of land. I'll just paraphrase.
Well,
the other man just had one of you land. And he said he nursed it, he drank with his children. But he said there was a wayfaring man come, and this man had plenty. He spared to take of his own. But he took that one man's little ewe lamb. Old David got fired up. He said, that man shall surely die.
Come
and he'll restore unto him for a little.
Yeah.
Old David looked at him, he said, David, he pointed a finger right in his face and said, thou art the man.
Amen.
David, you're the one that's done this thing.
Come on.
He said, God has given you the palace.
Yes.
He give you such a tough thing, the king's wife, and if you ask anything more, he give you it.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That giant had called up for David.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And he said, David, the sword. I'll never leave your house. I ain't gonna preach all this tonight. I'd be all night. But you'll find rape, incest.
Come on, brother.
Murder.
Yes.
He just kept
escalating.
Yeah, right on down.
Yeah.
Why, preacher, because of sight?
Yes, sir.
Got in David's life, and he didn't nip it in the bud.
That's the
Lord.
You remember Samson?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Well, now it's right from birth.
Yes, sir.
He had a vow upon him.
Absolutely.
Or a vow. I said, Val, something your foot.
Right.
My wife will correct me. Sometimes I say, ain't God good? That ain't good English.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
But that's right back. Val said, listen. No, a razor can't touch your head.
Yeah. Right.
Can't touch any dead thing. There were several things he could not do. But as he began to grow, William got to get in his picture.
Yeah.
Amen. He seen a woman of, I forget what the name of that town was. She was Philistine.
Yeah.
It wasn't right for the people there to have him doing it, them Philistines. So he wanted her. And the first thing that happened, they wanted him to, about a riddle. He was killing them. I mean, they jump on to him, but he just wiped them out.
That's right.
They trying to find out about him, and they he said he gave him a riddle. He was going to tell them. They give a riddle, and so his woman got him to tell the riddle.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you wouldn't know that without him.
That's right.
That's the Lord.
But that wasn't the bad part. There was another one by with the name of Delilah.
Come on,
when you talk about the giant. A woman's got power.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, read about Jezebel.
Amen.
All they have had to do is power. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Curl up like a little kid. And Jezebel come in and say, honey, what can I do for you? What's wrong? She said, Naboth won't give me his bed. Naboth won't give me the bed.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll get it for you. Just wait. I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
And she did.
Absolutely.
She did. But look here. Here he was, Samson was. The law, they trying to find. He's a jawbone of ice. I mean, he killed. He slayed.
Yeah.
They trying to find out where his power came from.
Come on.
So Delilah was his woman. Wasn't supposed to be that. That's how the real dog. It was a giant. And boy, it was a giant. Boy, that giant could just, that giant destroyed Samson.
Absolutely.
What over with.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Giants will destroy you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They destroy you spiritually, physically, mentally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Give
everything
that's
right.
Come on. Quiet. Now,
then,
good times, old
seed. Bless the Lord.
Doing good. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord. He went through about three different things, telling her what they could do. Time when you with, time of with, and time when you wrote and never been used. And he lay down there, and she said, the fittest thing be upon. He just pucked it asunder and get up, wire him out again.
Yes, sir.
Bless
the
Jesus.
Lord, she got him in his lap one day.
Amen.
When you get the devil, he gets in your lap, your head first.
Right.
She laid there, he laid in that lap, and she wooed him and run her fingers through that curly lock hair of his and said, Samson, if you love me, you wouldn't lie to me like this.
Yeah. Come on.
And give one kind of
yes, brother. Sir. Come on.
I mean, she was wooing.
Yeah.
Oh, he just a melting that old boy's heart.
Mm-hmm.
He told her all of his heart.
Yes, sir.
Bless him, Lord.
Everything.
He said, come up on my head. Well, she just wooed him till he went to sleep right in the devil's lap.
Bless the Lord.
All of us got giants. He called us to go to sleep.
Come on. Come on.
We're sleeping in the devil's lap.
Yeah.
Need him out of our life.
Good preaching. Yeah.
Need that giant gone.
Good preaching.
So as he lay there, she had him to come in. And they shaved the lock of his hair. Off his head.
Sir.
She yelled and said, Samson, the Philistine time to be upon him. He rose his other times and didn't know that the power of God had departed from him.
Yeah.
Samson, take the power of God with
him. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right, brother. Good.
They took him down to the grinding mill.
Mm-hmm.
Made sport of him.
Yes, sir.
Made him pull the grindstones. Boy, they gathered in a big flock of them, and they drinking their wines, and they making mockery and having sport out of old Samson. But his hair grew back.
Yeah.
That means God's willing to heal power again.
That's
right.
Amen. Amen. Heck, fall in the sin, but the worst thing is staying sin.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So finally, his hair, his eyes were plucked out, cost him his sight.
So.
Bless the Lord.
Giants called you to lose sight of God.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
But he asked one of them one day when they was making sport, and I could see the balcony lined with people and making mockery at Samson.
Uh-huh.
Thousands. And old Samson asked the one there beside him and said, Would you just lead me over where the pillars is and just let me fiddle them pillars?
Amen.
And God get strength one more time as old Samson did. He killed more than that one instant.
Amen.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Amen.
That giant took him to his grave.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
You made mention last night of Achan. I'll hurry right along. I'm about halfway finished.
Bless the Lord.
The children of Israel had went in behind the walls of Jericho. Achan, they was given a commission, touch not the accursed thing.
Yes, that's right.
Take everything to the treasure house of God that belongs there. Achan, probably a poor man. I know he's been out there in the wilderness eating
the
drink water when God gave it to him. He was on God's social plan.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
Somebody says, you believe in welfare? Yes, sir. I don't know about God's will. God's will.
Amen.
He beat me them vanilla wafers.
Any time he wants there.
Bless him.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Achan seen the gold and the silver in the Babylonian garment. Look here now, they wore the same clothes. Mm-hmm. Must have got pretty round, didn't
they? Yeah.
I mean, they might have took a bath, but he had more clothes, they ought to do something with them.
Yeah.
But he took the Babylonian garment, he took the wages of gold and silver, and he took them home with him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have taken giants out in our house.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We've ordered HBO, we've got the internet, and we can see garbage and filth and trash.
Come on.
Come on, preach. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Somebody says my television got a button on you, but you can't use it.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something, this is all this fact. Every now and then they won't get by me and they'll say something like that. Don't catch, don't get off, get away from it. You used to have what's called a garden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the garden won't work on most of that now. They won't use your that field.
Yeah.
But if a man stood in my living room and used words like they'd used on the HBO and them other places, he got me a fight.
Yeah.
I'd go back to the bar with the style. Me and him butt heads. We'd be like two goats running together. Yeah. I put him out. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't light my house talk.
Amen.
Not talk. But yet we bring it in.
Yes.
Achan, take it home with you. Mm-hmm. What you take in affects your family. Giants of shoemaking in affects your family.
Yeah.
My dad always told me he smoked like a preacher. He said, if I catch you a smoking, he said, you'll eat the cigarette bar, but no. That's hypocrite.
Yeah.
Now, he never would bring you liquor to have one poured out. But he come in drunk, and you see him up the next morning like an old lost hound trying to find where he hid it that night. Had a hangover, and he needed to find a little bit of stash. But mama watched him like, you know, used to watch hens. They go lay them on back. Gang hens lay their eggs. He couldn't find them. Mama watched him. He went to the nest. She watched him, and if he didn't get it, walk off with it. She know where the nest was. She pulled out. Achan packed it in his home. Little place named Ai up there, and it's giving Israel trouble. Joshua said, I'll just send some up there and take care of it. Gonna send a pretty good bunch of number up there. Joshua said, that's too many, Joshua. Said they go up there, they get bonds in themselves. Said, look what we done.
Yeah.
He cut them way down. Send them up there, guess what? They come back over the hill running.
Yeah.
Hearts melted, running, they just like a bunch of dogs, scared. Tail between their legs. Joshua good pair of horse wrong. God told them to go up there.
Yeah.
So he began to ask. And God said, Joshua, this is the camp. Hey, some giant somewhere down there.
Oh, bless the Lord.
So every man, what if us come to church tomorrow night and we just go up here and say, hey, brother, get up and tell me you can't see inside. You stand up and tell me you can't
see.
Boy, you put me back up morning down. You say, hey, you get out of here. We ain't going to tell you what's wrong with us. That's what gospel does. He made every man pipe for him and said, tell us what the problem is. Well, if I didn't come naked, he told me. Guess what they done? Didn't just stone him.
That's
right.
Told his old man.
Yes, sir.
Can't everything
have everything you own. Yeah.
Burn it! How much? No, burn it!
Amen.
Greed. Mm-hmm. Greed.
Yes.
Let
me ask you tonight. Did you come to get us off?
Bless
him.
Do you have any giants in your life? I'm not talking about the big things.
No.
You know what's killing the churches? It's the little things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just the little things.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and I harp on church attendance. I mean, I told the church some time back. I said, listen, I get feeling bad. I harp on you all the time about attendance. And I said, I'm going to quit harping on them. I'm just going to start telling God on them. Well, it went about two or three months. One night's preacher just wide open and mentioned church attendance. And I said, well, I apologize, but I've had to say it. And I said, forgive me. I said it, but I'm going to stick to it. I believe you're saved. You're going to love the house of God.
Amen.
But there are giants that's keeping us out of church.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
So, what's your giant tonight?
Amen.
There's a place we can get rid of it.
Amen.
As I said a while ago, I believe in abortion.
Amen.
But it's sin abortion. And giants will. Giants.
Yeah.
They can pop up. I've made this statement quite often. You can't keep a bird from lighting on your head. Now you keep him standing up our building next.
Right.
Devil may put a saddle on, maybe don't mean he right.
Amen.
Get rid of it.
Yes.
So now you've got a giant in your life, and it's hindering you. It's causing problems. It causes family problems. It causes marital problems.
Absolutely.
It'll cause financial problems.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Giants.
I've
had them. I ain't preached you something I don't know about. I've had them. And sometimes they're hard to get rid of. You'll think you've got it whooped out. And come right back. Come right back. Devil won't quit. I remember this, and I'm not saying this to out of the way. I've had to drink. Many of us old boys come along top. We'd run together. Just soon we got together. And I was a little worried he was, and I just wore the ground out of him. Guess what? The next time I seen him, he's ready for it again. Just come on. I mean, I ain't gonna tell how many times we've been at him. It didn't matter. He knows he's going to lose out. He's ready again. That's the way the devil. The devil knows he's a loser.
He don't care.
But he don't care.
That's right.
He's going to pour all he can to you.
Right.
So if you got something you like, you need rid of here tonight to do it.
Amen. Go ahead.
God saw me and he knew.
What you do with it's up to you.
You don't have to come tell me your problem. I don't need to know what your job is. All you got to do is just come tell God what it is. Leave your chair with him. Bow your head just a minute, would you? I wonder if there's one in here tonight, to be honest. Nobody will miss me. Lift your hand and say, preacher, I've got a giant in my life. I need you to help me pray about it. I won't come embarrass you. Just lift your hand. I'll tell you right back down. God bless that hand. Somebody else? Preacher, I've got a giant in my life. They problems I can't solve. I need help. Anyone else be honest? Is he speaking to you? Just lift your hand. I'll tell you right back down. Preacher, I've got something to need. I need God to take care of. Anyone else? Brother, sing one more verse.
Took his hand and lifted me about his head. He took his